Parsha Bereishit has the story of the Briyas Ha'olam. And when it comes time to make humans on day six, so the pasuk tells us, "Naaseh Adam b'tzalmenu kidmutenu." Let us make man in our image. So this is clearly, for anybody who has any sense of Hebrew grammar and Hebrew knowledge, this is clearly in the plural. As though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to someone, let us make man. And we know that Hashem is the one who made the world. And the Mefarshim and the Midrashim deal with this. Because, you know, another religion would say, oh, you know, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to? Our God, you know, another God. And then, you know, to us that's Kfirah. We don't accept that at all. So Chazal have to explain why this pasuk is written in plural. And to the point that we don't believe that there's any mistake in the Torah, Chas v'Shalom. So it's clearly in plural on purpose, and that's we just have to try and understand why. So the Midrash tells us that when Moshe was writing down the Torah that Hashem was dictating to him to put it down, so he was writing, Hashem said, this is what I made on day one, and he wrote down, here's what Hashem made on day one, and here's what I did on day two, and he wrote down what he did on day two. So Moshe gets to Pasuk Chavav here, and Hashem says, write down, I said, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu. He says to him, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, the way you're phrasing that, Atanotin pitchon pela pikorsim. You're giving room to all those who want to deny monotheism, or, you know, to all the other religions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you write it in the Torah as make man, I say make man, then there's no other way. You want to avoid everybody saying, ah, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking? This God, this being, that deity. So wouldn't we all want to avoid that? So why not just write it in the first person? This is, you know, my words, but this is what the Midrash here is saying. Midrash Rabba Bereishit. Lama tonotim pinchon pelapi korsim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he say to him? Write it anyway. Tov. Why? Harotze litot yita. Whoever wants to not be a believer in monotheism and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge of the world and the Torah and the mitzvos, he's going to do it anyway. So I have a lesson that I'm trying to teach. Even though somebody is greater, he can still talk to the malachim. The gadol person can still confer and consult with others, even though he is the only one making the world, and there's no other gods, and there's no discussion. There is clearly only one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the first. He made the world himself, but he phrased this pasuk in a specific way to teach us that lesson. Teaching that lesson is at the expense of the possibility that people are going to use this pasuk to infer from it the wrong lesson. They're going to not infer this really great lesson to learn, but instead they're going to infer from it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to another God, and there's more than one God, Chas v'Shalom. But Hashem says, says to Moshe, you can't be concerned with every word lest somebody interpret it the other way, because there's always going to be a way that people can misinterpret the psukim. And this, says the Chafetz Chaim, is a very important lesson. Mi sherotze litot, somebody who wants to be mistaken, somebody who wants to reach the wrong conclusions, not the Torah's emes conclusions, but the false conclusions that lead you to do anything else other than follow the Torah mitzvah, you're always going to have a way. Lo yo'ilu lo atikunim. You're never going to be able to fix everything. Even in, and we know this from the story of the Targum Shivim, the Septuagint, that when they translated the Gemara Megillah, when they translated for Talmi Amelech, and he put 70 Chachamim in different rooms, and they all translated the Torah the same way, so there was a nes because they did make a few changes. Right? They did. One of the examples was his wife was named Arnevet, and they said if you were to write that you Arnevet's not kosher, he'd have thought it was a joke because it was his wife's name, and so they all came up with a different word for it. So there's quite a few examples there in Masechet Megillah of the changes that they all made, and it was a nes because 70 of them all on their own in their own room all decided to make the changes. So one of the changes is this. That they translated it, when they translated it into Greek for him, they said, Ese Adam. They made it first person. So even though you could have written Ese Adam in the Torah, I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu could have done. Just like the Targum Shivim, that the 70 Chachamim who translated the Torah made it Ese Adam. So Hashem could have had Moshe write Ese Adam. Why didn't, what would it help? It would help a person not be mistaken. Says this medrash, and says the Chafetz Chaim, learning from this medrash, even if you did that, gam kein ayato emisherotz elito, somebody who wants to be mistaken, somebody who wants to reach the wrong conclusion, is going to reach that wrong conclusion anyway. And therefore, to help to stop those people, we don't change the lashon, we don't fix anything. This is all part of derech eretz kadma l'torah. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is true. You know, I don't know exactly which types of apikorsim he was dealing with in his community, but what issue he was talking about when he gave this Dvar Torah. But he says this is a tshuva for everybody who always wants to fix something from the Torah. There's all these people, and some of them may have good intentions. Let's fix this. Let's change that. Let's present it a different way. Don't use this word. Use that word instead. And they have an amatla b'fiyah, meaning they have a good reason. This tikkun will help those people not be mistaken. Or it bothers them. This isn't PC. It's not, how can you say that the Torah says this in this day and age? People can't accept that. So don't say the Torah says that. Ignore that. You know, we're gonna ignore what the Torah says for our modern sensibilities. That's really what it's saying. And trust me, today, what are we in 2019? Okay, there's articles written in the last month that have said this for many things written in the Torah. It still exists. This is still an issue. People are coming up with change the Torah, saying don't say the Torah says that. There's my modern sensibilities are more important than it. So therefore, we have to reinterpret the Torah my way. All these ways to get around this issue of the so all these changes, says the Chafetz Chaim, Gilta Lanu Atobra Ferish. The Torah specifically put in something misleading. Chafetz Chaim isn't saying Nasa Adam, oh, you're misunderstanding Nasa Adam. The Midrash is saying Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it. As in, we are misunderstanding it because it's still a Kaddish Baruch Hu making the world himself. But you're not wrong for thinking that the words Nasa Adam are misleading. They are misleading. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in this Medrash. They are misleading. And the Torah is telling us that there's no yesod for making these changes. Exactly what the Torah says is what the Torah is supposed to say. And there's no need, and it won't help, to make such a change just to help somebody not be misled, or somebody's sensibilities not be insulted. And that's exactly the Torah is saying, exactly as the Torah is exactly as the Torah should be, and there's no need, it won't help, to make a single change to any letter. So this lesson from the Chafetz Chaim is equally applicable today.